You're listening to Debbie B on 101.5, and each Monday we try to bring a snippet of the past into our lives by delving into stories of bygone days of the Moreton Bay region. We listen to stories of how hard their day-to-day lives were compared to life today, or the reason certain buildings were constructed or areas and features named as they were. Today, Donna Grigor, Secretary of the Woodford Historical Society, shines the light on the Yatesville Hotel. Good morning, Donna, and welcome to Morning Magazine.
Hello, Debbie, and thank you for having me.
I'm trying to think of any connection with the name Yatesville around this region, and to be honest, I don't think I've heard the name before. So, come on, tell us about the Yatesville Hotel.
Well, actually, Debbie, we've had five hotels in Woodford since around 1886. Tom Bean Lands that sat above the Stanley, the West Moreton, later called Yatesville, and then the second Yatesville Hotel and the Woodford Hotel in its first and then second location. Billy Yates built his hotel around 1880. He called it the West Moreton Hotel. He had selected land from where the police station is now up along Archer Street. By 1883, he changed the name to the Yatesville as more people moved to the area, and the name was coined from Billy's surname as he was the first resident. As more people started to travel after settlement, Billy Yates seen an opportunity to sell refreshments to the weary travellers. The hotel also became the change station for McCallum's coach service that ran from Caboolture to the Glenfern Hotel, near where Kilcoy now stands, costing 3 shillings, and the journey took 7 hours. The change yards for fresh horses was where the Tsar Yards stand now. A young Punch Tilney told the story of how he would have to leave school to get the carriage horses from the Yatesville and swap them over with the fresh horses from the changing yards. Then take the mail McCallums had brought up out to the post office, which was near the Stanley River, and return with mail to be posted, nearly always getting in trouble for taking too long when he got back to school. The Yatesville sprawled over 2 blocks with the hotel and quarters for the staff on Archer Street across from the water tower. In 1909, when the railway arrived in Woodford, the new owner of the Yatesville, John Ferguson, had a new hotel block built on the corner of Archer and Elizabeth Streets where the library stands now. The big move was to be closer to the foot traffic from passengers that arrived on the trains. The old Yatesville building was used as a boarding house for a while. Ferguson also started up a cordial works until his daughter and her husband, Mr. Evans, rebuilt the shop and traded there until Frank Tinney purchased the business in the early 1950s, later on turning the shop into Tinney's Nifty Thrifty. Today it is the barber and the podiatrist shops. Still calling the new hotel the Yatesville, Ferguson had a buggy to go and meet the train, which would be hired out to patrons. A hotel poster advertising the service stated that all manner of information concerning the district could be obtained by the proprietor, who possessed a perfect fund of knowledge, therefore getting more patrons to the hotel. Probably our first tourism operator and tourism information centre. A cyclone done a lot of damage to the roof in 1935. But it was repaired and went on pretty much the same until the doors were finally closed in 1958. The Yatesville was demolished in 1962. The materials were used to build some of the houses on Elizabeth Street, still standing today behind where the Yatesville once sat. An old English oak tree that grew outside the front steps of the Yatesville still stands today. It is believed that Mrs. Tilney, whose family were the first selectors of that side of Archer Street, planted the tree around 1990.
So now we know this. That was the 1900s, wasn't it? Well, not 1990s. So now we know the story of our beautiful Woodford pub. Donna, I'm sure you have a wealth of stories about our diggers under your belt too. Do you think you could choose one and join us again next month with an Anzac story?
I'd love to. And tell you all about the Cobb family.
That sounds exciting. Donna Grigor, Secretary of the Woodford Historical Society, thanks for joining Morning Magazine this morning and keeping our community connected.